Acadian Vanguard presents The Wrestling News in your daily wrestling newscast for Saturday, April 8th, 2023. Good morning. I'm Mike Sempervivi. We begin today with breaking news out of Japan. Inside Tokyo's Sumo Hall, Sonata claimed the first world championship of his 16-year career, defeating Kazuchika Okada in the main event of this morning's New Japan Pro Wrestling Sakura Genesis show. The end came at 26 minutes, 58 seconds after Sonata utilized his deadfall DDT to gain the pinfall victory. The loss ends Okada's seventh reign as IWGP champion after 94 days and two triumphant title defenses. We'll have more on the New Japan Sakura Genesis show, including the results of Mercedes Moné's IWGP World Women's Title match later in the program. The post-WrestleMania edition of WWE SmackDown aired live last night on the USA Network from the Moda Center in Portland, Oregon. In the main event, Jey Uso defeated Sami Zayn, pinning him after outside interference from Solo Sikoa. Uso and Sikoa continued the attack after the match, with Matt Riddle making the save.
And Jey said, "We're going to do it my way." That was the definitive blow to any possible relationship between Jey Uso and Sami Zayn. And now Sikoa with a steel chair in hand. Wait a minute! Riddle's here! The original bro! Riddle, who months ago was taken out by Solo Sikoa.
With a steel chair wielding Solo Sikoa.
Riddle's back with a vengeance. Unfinished business. Here to settle a score.
Zayn was not accompanied by his tag team championship partner Kevin Owens, who was injured backstage in a pre-match angle. Earlier in the show, Paul Levesque announced the return of the WWE draft in the weeks to come.
Because I want to tell you that in just a few short weeks, it is once again time for the WWE draft. A night that changes the future and the destiny of every WWE superstar in the back. And this year, the draft will be bigger than it has ever been before, with every single superstar eligible for the draft. And I promise you this, when it is all said and done, this year's draft will truly change the game.
In other results, Damian Priest and Dominic Mysterio beat Rey Mysterio and Santos Escobar when Priest pinned Escobar. The Brawling Brutes defeated Imperium in a six-man tag when Sheamus pinned Giovanni Vinci. Liv Morgan and Raquel Rodriguez beat Shotzi and Natalya when Morgan pinned Shotzi, and Ricochet went over Ivar of the Viking Raiders. AEW presented Battle of the Belts 6 last night live on TNT from the Ryan Center in Kingston, Rhode Island. The Lucha Brothers retained the Ring of Honor World Tag Team Championship in the main event, defeating Powerhouse Hobbs and QT Marshall when Rey Fénix pinned Marshall in 14 minutes and 42 seconds.
QT Marshall, QT, now Fénix counters, the roll-up,
that's it, two, that's it, got it!
What a match!
This was the Lucha Brothers' first defense of the title they won last weekend at Supercard of Honor. Orange Cassidy also retained the International Championship, pinning Dralístico after an orange punch at 10 minutes and 15 seconds. The win marked Cassidy's 17th successful defense. In other results, TBS champion Jade Cargill pinned Billie Starks, taking her undefeated record to 56-0. After the match, Taya Valkyrie confronted the TBS champion.
Uh-oh, this could...
Whoa, Jade! Swinging for the fences with the title! And Taya taking Jade off her feet!
Man, the wannabe challenger for the championship has asserted herself very physically.
And wait, Taya Valkyrie, is she thinking Road to Valhalla?
No, Jade escapes out before Taya could get it locked in.
Jade was fighting out of that. Jade knew exactly what you were thinking. Excalibur.
And it's not often you see Jade Cargill backing down like this.
She's getting smarter. That's what I say about that.
Just prior to Battle of the Belts, AEW presented a live edition of Rampage. The Jericho Appreciation Society turned on the Acclaimed following their win together over Infantry, Bobby Orlando, and LSG.
Well, a very successful partnership just based on sheer results here, JR, between the Acclaimed and the JAS.
I agree with that, but all the water don't mix.
Whoa! Jake Hager just leveled Billy Gunn, and now Menard and Parker.
Man, what a cheap shot. These guys, the Acclaimed been ambushed, for lack of a better term.
Yes, it's still down, and Jake Hager over top of it. Meanwhile, Daddy just pounding away.
Later in the show, it was revealed that Swerve Strickland's Mogul Affiliates faction had merged with the Embassy, with Brian Cage of the Embassy attacking Darby Allin at Strickland's behest. The attack took place right after Allin's win over Lee Moriarty. In other results, Hook retained the FTW title with a win over Ethan Page via submission, and Julia Hart defeated Anna Jay in the main event. Also last night, the National Wrestling Alliance presented NWA 312 live on pay-per-view, live from Studio One Events in Highland Park, Illinois. In the main event, NWA World Champion Tyrus made his fourth defense of the title in 5 months, defeating Chris Adonis. The first NWA World Women's TV Champion was also crowned last night, with Kenzie Page defeating Max the Impaler in a tournament final. The women's TV title is the NWA's eighth currently active championship. The national championship changed hands in the opener, with EC3 besting Scion and ending his reign at 223 days. In other title matches, NWA World Women's Champion Camille made her 34th successful defense, beating La Rosa Negra. La Rebellion retained the NWA World Tag Team title over Magnum Muscle. Kerry Morton successfully defended the junior heavyweight title against Joe Alonzo. And Maddie Renkowski and Missa Kate retained the women's tag team title against former champs Pretty Empowered. Also on the show, Bully Ray defeated NWA World TV champion Tom Latimer by disqualification in a non-title match. As we mentioned earlier in the broadcast, New Japan Pro Wrestling held their annual Sakura Genesis event inside the confines of Tokyo's Sumo Hall. Aside from the IWGP World Heavyweight Championship match, there were four other title matches on the card, led by Mercedes Moné holding on to the IWGP World Women's Championship in a three-way match over Stardom regulars Izumi and Hazuki, pinning Izumi after hitting her moneymaker finisher at the 13-minute, 53-second mark. After the bout, the former Sasha Banks was confronted by Mayu Iwatani, her opponent at Stardom All-Star Grand Queendom on April 16th. Aussie Open, Mark Davis and Kyle Fletcher claimed their first IWGP World Tag Team Championship, upending the team of Hirooki Goto and Yoshihashi in 15 minutes and 30 seconds when Fletcher pinned Goto. Hiromu Takahashi made the third defense of the IWGP World Junior Heavyweight title, defeating Robbie Eagles in 21 minutes 12 seconds after the time bomb 2. And Zack Sabre Jr. retained the New Japan World Television title, pinning Shota Umino in 13 minutes and 35 seconds. In more WWE news, the company responded yesterday to criticism from the Auschwitz Memorial Museum over the use of Auschwitz concentration camp footage during a Dominic Mysterio prison-themed video package on the WrestleMania pre-show. Said a WWE spokesman in a statement to the Washington Post, quote, "We had no knowledge of what was depicted. As soon as we learned, it was removed immediately," end quote. It is not known if WWE has apologized directly to the Auschwitz Memorial Museum. The museum had not responded to WWE's statement as of this recording. Drew McIntyre was not at last night's SmackDown taping and was also pulled from a scheduled autograph signing in the area yesterday, according to a PW Insider report. There is no word on why McIntyre was pulled, or if it was related to his contract status, which is reported to be in negotiation for renewal later this year. McIntyre has discussed his contract status with friends and has not made any decisions, according to a report in the Wrestling Observer newsletter. WWE reportedly wants to keep McIntyre on board, although there is believed to be interest from AEW, New Japan, and other companies. In injury news, according to a report on WrestlingHeadlines.com, Madison Rayne appeared to sustain an injury during last night's Ring of Honor tapings, which took place prior to AEW Rampage and Battle of the Belts. Fan reports indicated that it seemed to be a foot or ankle injury that took place during Rayne's match with Robin Renegade. Rayne was observed going down to the mat when her leg gave out, then the match moving directly to the finish, after which Rayne was helped to the back by officials. In health-related news, Chelsea Green was hospitalized earlier this week for a severe stomach virus and distended gallbladder, according to a social media update from Green, who also shared a photo of herself from her hospital bed. Green noted that she had first been taken to the emergency room to deal with the issues. It is not known how much time she may miss. She was not present for last Monday's Raw tapings. Our final report today will contain some spoilers for upcoming Major League Wrestling television. These will not be full results, but only the newsworthy items that occurred during these tapings. If you do not wish to hear any of these spoilers, we'll give you a moment to make your decision, and please remember to follow us across all of our forms of social media. Three title changes occurred Thursday night at the MLW War Chamber tapings from the Melrose Ballroom in Manhattan, in matches that are scheduled to air in the coming weeks on Reels. Former MLW World Champion Jacob Fatu defeated John Hennigan to become the fifth MLW National Openweight Champion, ending Hennigan's reign at 89 days. Taya Valkyrie's nearly year-long reign as MLW World Women's Featherweight Champion ended at the hands of Delmi Exo, a former co-holder of the Shimmer Tag Team title. And Akira became the new MLW World Middleweight Champion, besting Leo Rush and previous champ Lince Dorado in a three-way match. Dorado had held the title since last October. And before we leave you today, we'd like to remind you that however you consume your content, you can find the wrestling news 24 hours a day and 7 days a week across social media. On Twitter, follow us at WrestlingNewsAV. Our Facebook page is also WrestlingNewsAV. The wrestling news can also be found on the Arcadian Vanguard YouTube page. And for those who utilize Amazon Echo devices, just tell Alexa to play the wrestling news podcast. And remember to make sure you add podcast at the end. Once again, for daily updates, breaking news, and more, follow the wrestling news across social media. And that's the news for today. If anything happens, we will be here to tell you about it. No clickbait, no paywall. Just the wrestling news. The wrestling news is a division of Arcadian Vanguard, and the wrestling newscast is a production of the Arcadian Vanguard Podcast Network.